being to a wedding? Is Thomas being to a wedding? Linda and Brian? Are you going to just grunt and say, Are you not going to say yes, Mummy, and I had a nice time? Yes?
Joe?
No, we can hear voices, but that's people next door. Because it's a really lovely evening. And so people are sitting in their gardens talking, aren't they? So it's not Joe you can hear.
No,
it's not Joe. It's Linda and Brian and some of their friends and family.
Wow, door.
Yes, they have a little dog called Alice who lives next door. We've seen Alice today, haven't we?
Yes.
We've had a busy day because we got up, had breakfast, and you got dressed in these smart trousers and a smart shirt and a waistcoat and a bow tie that you wore on your second birthday. And we drove to the wedding. And you went to your first wedding. And then at the reception, you were absolutely fantastic because you sat in the high chair, ate sausages, chips, and ice cream. I've never had sausages, chips, and ice cream at a wedding before. Mummy didn't have that, did she? But Thomas did a special meal for a special boy. Then you played with your train. Didn't you? You put chips and sausage in the train. And you met a little girl called Sarah. You were playing with Sarah. Do you remember the little blonde girl? Sarah was 4 and Thomas is 2. And she had a Barbie t-shirt on. Not at the wedding, but before she came home, she changed into a Barbie t-shirt, didn't she? And what were you doing? You were running around the grounds. Before the wedding, you were running around the grounds. And there were 2 fire engines outside. Do you remember? There were some trucks, yes, and I think you saw Skip being unloaded with Daddy, didn't you? And do you remember the firemen? They waved to you, didn't they?
Yeah.
They did. The firemen waved as they drove off. And you went for a walk with Daddy and you found a bridge over some water. Do you remember walking over that bridge?
No.
Are you telling Purdy that you walked over a bridge with Daddy?
No. Meow, meow.
Meow, meow, meow. Purdy's at the door, isn't she?
Oh, the choo-choos.
Oh, your choo-choo trains.
Yeah, choo-choo
trains. And then when we came away from the wedding, you went to sleep in the car.
Oh, good.
And you probably can't remember, but Mummy and Daddy went to John Lewis and Sainsbury's and you were asleep going around in the pushchair. And then we came home and we went to see Sue.
Yeah.
Do you remember seeing Sue?
Oh.
We saw Sue over the road, didn't we?
Yeah.
And then when we came back, we saw Sue next door. And you were giving Sue flowers from the garden, weren't you? Oh, you've just been on your swing and slide. And Auntie Linda and Uncle Brian are in the garden with some of their friends opening presents, aren't they?
No.
And we said we better go home and do some taping.
No.
We did, Thomas. And now you're home, you don't want to talk to the tape, do you? You've chatted all day long.
Chips.
Chips, yeah, she has some chips.
Mm.
And now I think you're tired.
No.
And I think you are. Shall we have some tea?
Chips.
Chips, no, you've had chips at lunchtime. Sausages, chips, and ice cream and wafer biscuits. And Mummy took along some apple, so you had some apple as well, didn't you?
Mm.
And you've had lots of juice.
Yeah.
And you pinched an after dinner mint, didn't you? From top table. Which has melted all down your nice shirt.
Oh.
And Mummy's suit's got ice cream and chocolate on it. And do you remember the manager? When the manager wanted to tell us that the speeches were... Yes. The manager took that wooden hammer and he went bang, 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 bang on the table, didn't he? And he asked you to bang it and you wouldn't bang it, would you?
No.
But a few minutes into the speeches, you decided to bang the table, didn't you? And frightened everybody to death because the cutlery went woof, up in the air. Everybody laughed. And the manager came and said, you wouldn't do that when I wanted you to. But apart from that, you were a very good boy. And you weren't even being a naughty boy then. You were just banging the table a bit later than we wanted you to. Let's have out some cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And some bread.
Chocolate.
Chocolate, you are not having chocolate on this. Would you like to sit in your new chair?
No, I'm sorry. Oh.
Oh. Yes.
Chops.
We've got some more orange bread today.
Oh no. Oh no, 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 no.
Yes. Get a knife, I'll cut this loaf of bread.
Oh, bang!
Bread. There you are, would you like to try that? What would you say?
Please.
I think thank you is better, but at least you said something. You're a very good boy, aren't you? Oh, yes, you are. Would you like to sit in your chair?
Yeah.
Like a good boy? Would you like to sit in this chair with the choo-choos like you did in the reception? How?
Yeah!
Mummy's banged a toe on your drain.
No.
Yes, she did. She banged her toe on your drain. Didn't she? We sat with two ladies at the reception. With Mummy, Daddy, Thomas, and two ladies. And one lady was called Rosie. New chair. Oh, go on then, quickly into your new chair. Into your new chair and show Mummy how to do the straps. I can hear the ice cream man.
Yes.
It's the ice cream man. He's late, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
We should have washed your hands really before we started tea, shouldn't we?
Yes.
It's the ice cream man. Can you see him through the window?
Beep, beep.
Beep, beep. Oh, dear, dear. You're a big boy.
Oh, dear, dear, dear. No. No bad.
No bread? You don't want the bread? Oh, I thought you liked that bread somehow. Let's just wash your hands first.
No.
Are you feeling full up and tired? Oh, I'm watching Purdy in the garden. What's Purdy doing on the grass? Oh, she's sitting on the grass.
Jack Bow.
Yes, Jack Bow. Sitting on the grass. We sit on the chair, but Purdy's sitting on the grass.
No.
Yes. Oh, your hands, do they smell nice and fresh and clean? There we are, there's some apple. No, it's not pear, it's apple. There's some apple, and then we'll get you some cheese.
What's this?
A little bit of biscuit left over from before, isn't it? Thomas likes some cheese.
Mm-hmm. Then it's a pear.
No, it's not pear, it's apple. When Grandma and Grandad came to see you yesterday, they brought you some cherries, didn't they? Do you remember those beautiful cherries?
Pooh. Nana Pooh.
Nana Pooh, why are you saying that? There we are, Mum, and pop the apple in the red box. Sorry, the cheese in the red box with the apple.
Nice cheese.
Oops, you've dropped it. What have we done with your drink of juice, Thomas? So here it is. There we are. Some juice.
Juice. I'm out of.
Going to open the door and let Purdy in now. Don't squeal when she comes in. No, don't squeal.
Yo. Yo.
She said it, didn't she? She said it just to please you, Thomas.
And?
Yes.
Yo.
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 Here we are, Wendy.
Mushroom?
Bow's food.
Mush, push, push.
Puss, puss, puss. Here, puss, puss, puss.
Mushroom?
doesn't she? So out you go, Puss. She's gone outside. Baby's gone outside.
No.
Some pasta salad in a bowl. Would you like some? It's your favourite usually, isn't it?
No.
Pasta and sweet corn and peas and mayonnaise. Oh, are you eating? Mummy's quite full. Mummy's going to just have a piece of orange bread. You drop the spoon.
Up the spoon.
Is that nice? Whoops. Mummy nearly fell off a chair, didn't she? Silly mummy. Are you feeding Mummy?
No. Soda. Soda.
Are you saying Bussodom because the ice cream van was driven away and you call it the ice cream bus, don't you?
Po.
Po? Red?
Po. What's your dog? Yes, you're alone.
Soldom bread, nin-nin. Mummy's eating her bread, hasn't she? I'm only having one slice because once we've got you to bed, I think Daddy and I will have a meal.
Little bit, nin-nin, bread.
Because we had breakfast this morning and then we had quite a late lunch, didn't we?
Mm.
And Mummy and Daddy ate far more than they normally eat at lunchtime. And we're not really all that hungry now.
Oh.
It's quite late. It's nearly Thomas's bedtime.
Hmm?
It's nearly 7 o'clock.
Tick tock.
It's nearly 7 o'clock on the clock.
Tick tock.
And you're only just having your tea. So when you've eaten your tea, I think we'll have a play. And then we won't be very long before we have a bath.
Yep.
Thomas can go to bed.
Night.
Are you going to sleep when you go to bed? And in the morning we've got to get up early again because you're starting your music class tomorrow, aren't you?
No.
You are. You've got to be in Didsbury.
No.
For half past ten.
Done.
10:30 in the morning.
Morning.
In the morning. Not tonight, but in the morning.
Morning.
Not tonight, in the morning. And then in the afternoon, we're going to the Child Study Centre at the university.
Bumpo Nana!
Bumpo Nana? Nana Bumpo Head?
Chips?
Chips? When did Nana Bumpo Head? When she was going to get some chips? So tomorrow afternoon we've got to get a bus.
Not a bus?
Yes. So we better have a look at the times tonight on the clock, hadn't we, to see what time the bus is going.
Tick tock, tick tock.
Tick tock, tick tock. So you go into a big room and there'll be quite a few toys. Toys different from the ones you have here at home.
A big bear.
A big bear.
What is it?
Oh, it's a pasta shell. It's a piece of pasta from pasta salad. Nice. You like pasta salad, don't you? You're licking your fingers. Pardon you, what do you say? Excuse me, please. Either say pardon me or excuse me, please.
What is this?
It's pasta shell.
Pasta. Dragon.
Pasta shell. It's pasta.
Oh, God. What?
We went to see Uncle Brian and Auntie Linda the other day, and they have some shells near that pond in the garden, and you were playing with them. They're seashells. And these are the same shape.
Chips.
Shell shapes.
Chips.
But it's pasta. Very strange. The answer machine's just come on. For no reason, and the telephone didn't even ring, did it? Oh, what's going on? Are you pretending to talk on the telephone? That was the mum's voice on the answer machine, but I don't understand it because mummy was nowhere near the phone. And the telephone didn't ring.
No.
How very strange.
No.
No ring. Didn't ring, did it? Who's this?
Dad, a lot.
No, Daddy's not at work. Daddy's upstairs.
A big truck.
It's a big truck. It's Andy. He's come home in his blue car. No, Daddy's not at work now, Thomas. He's upstairs reading his newspaper. What are you saying?
Nanabump chips.
Nanabump chips. Did something happen? I seem to remember you said this before, Timmy. Nanabump chips. I can only think that perhaps when you were going to the chip shop with Grandma and Grandad, that Nana bumped your head, did she? I know that yesterday when Grandma and Grandad were babysitting you, you went to the fish and chip shop.
No, Bob.
Because they bought fish and chips for lunch. And Grandma said, quick, quick, let's hurry home because the chips are hot and we need to get home before they go cold. Quick, quick, hurry, hurry, we're in a rush. Is that what Grandma said? Because she told me that you'd had chips for your lunch. And then today at the wedding, you had sausages and chips again. That's chips twice this week, Thomas.
Fish!
What a lucky boy. More, what would you like more of?
More?
Well, there's a little bit more in the box, look. That's the box that the pasta salad was in. Your dish isn't empty, but if you'd like to eat it straight from the box, I don't mind. Just as long as you eat something. No, when I said eat it straight from the box, Thomas, I meant using your spoon. Don't put your head in the box. Oh, are you tipping the pasta from the box into your bowl?
Hold on, box.
Hold on, box. You've tipped it all from the box into your bowl, haven't you?
And then... Oh, a big...
A big box? What colour is the box?
Red.
It's white. And what colour is your bowl?
It's that.
It's green, isn't it? You've now poured it from the green bowl into the white box.
And then the box works.
Why don't you pick your spoon up and eat some more? Making a bit of a mess, Thomas. Does it taste good? Does it taste better when you eat it directly from the box? That just tastes good. Guess who's back at the door?
Ellen.
Yes. you're too busy eating to talk, aren't you?
No.
No. I think you are, Thomas. What are you going to tell me about, Thomas?
Eat your shoe, Papa.
Don't put the box on your head. No, no, that's silly.
And then?
Yes. Now, come on now, Thomas. You're making an awful mess. Just eat it up, please.
And a mess, and a mess.
Making an awful mess.
What's this?
Pasta salad. Look at all this pasta on the table. What are you doing? Are you putting the pasta from the bowl into the box?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what you're doing. Thomas, your table manners leave a lot to be desired. You're putting your head in the bowl now and eating the pasta directly from the bowl.
Please.
Does it taste extra nice?
But the leaves, but
can you hear the train? Can you hear the train, Thomas?
Yes, 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 yes.
What's it saying? I'm going to have another drink of juice now. That's nice.
What are you doing, bone? Just bone.
What are you telling me?
You
put your juice into the box that the pasta was in. Or are you sliding it round the table? Is the box going for a ride like a train?
No, just a little bit. Moon! I just a band on the moon and drops. Choo-choos.
Yes, choo-choos. Ah, you found a spoon in the box as well. So the spoon is riding round inside the box with the juice, like the carriage of a train. Is it going choo 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 around the table?
No, not a peas. Choo choo's a peas.
Choo choo's a peas, and there are some peas in the box. And there's some sweet corn and some pasta. All riding round in the box. Don't understand what's happening with the telephone, because that was a ring then, wasn't it? Just one ring.
Mm.
tea box. Have you finished with the pasta in the box? Would you like to tidy up and put those things back in the box?
More juice.
More juice. And what about this box? Oh, there's still some apple and cheese in this box. Apple and cheese in the red box. Would you like to eat some of that? Oh, that was a teddy bear biscuit, a wafer biscuit in the shape of the teddy bear, wasn't it?
Was it?
It's gone soggy because it's been in the box with the apple. It's a teddy bear's head, but do you think it's more like a dog? Is it barking, going woo 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 woo? Is it barking? No, it's not a dog, is it? It's a bear.
A bear?
A big brown bear. What does the big brown bear say?
Rawr.
Rawr. It's a big noise, isn't it? Tastes good. No, don't bang on the table. No banging.
No, whoa, whoa.
No, it's not a dog, it's a bear. It's a wafer biscuit in the shape of a teddy bear. The sun is still shining, Thomas, but it's getting quite windy now.
Sun shining.
The sun's shining and it's very bright.
Shining bright?
Sun's shining and it's bright.
Tonight!
Tonight. The sun is shining and it's bright tonight.
Shining. Night.
So even though the sun is shining, it's still windy because the windmills are blowing around and the leaves and the trees are blowing. When we were at the hotel this afternoon, you picked a leaf off a tree for me, didn't you? Oh, Thomas.
Please, oh dear.
Please, oh dear, you've dropped the box with the pasta salad in it. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear.
Uh-oh.
It's a mess.
So I don't know where the chips are.
Are you eating your apple again now? I can hear you crunching.
Just.
Oh, drinking your juice.
You must.
Mummy will have to pick it up, won't she? When you looked at me then with that smile, it reminded me of this afternoon when we were having our photograph. Do you remember the gentleman coming round with the camera?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now be careful. Don't drop the juice, please.
Or a mess?
Well, there isn't a mess yet, but there will be if the lid comes up. It'll be an awful mess, won't it, everywhere?
Or the wash?
Do you remember the gentleman coming round with the camera? And you smiled for the camera. Show me what you did. You showed your teeth, didn't you? You were saying cheese and biscuits, and everybody had to smile. And you were showing all your teeth. Oh dear, Mummy's yawning. I think Mummy's been worn out today. Because when you were running round the grass, Mummy had to run round after you, didn't she? And you had a little sleep coming home in the car, but Mummy hasn't had a sleep. Oh, be careful, be careful. Don't, Thomas, don't do that. Don't put all four fingers in your mouth at once, because if you put it too far back...
Your mother won't.
Did you say something about your throat? No, Thomas, don't. You're going to make yourself sick.
What? Just a little mess.
Oh dear, you've dropped the juice now. The juice is on the floor with the pasta salad. Shall Mummy pick it up? I beg your pardon, what do you say? Excuse me, please. Excuse me, please. You usually laugh at me when I lie. Get on the floor, don't you?
And then the mum.
No, Mummy's using this spoon to pick up the pasta that you dropped on the floor, Tommy.
And then the mum there.
Not yet.
The mum there.
In a moment, when Mummy's finished, when I've picked the pasta up with the spoon, I'm going to get a cloth and wipe the floor, and then I'll give you a clean teaspoon. It's quite a mess on the floor, isn't there?
No.
Oh, I think there is. We'll have to throw this little bit away, Thomas, because we've been walking on the carpet a lot today.
Yep.
Coming in from the garden, and Purdy's been in and out. And I don't think it would be very nice to eat it, do you, when it's been on the floor?
No,
it's going away now. When we get you a different teaspoon, you can have a spoon, but you can't have that one, because that's been on the floor. There you are. Yes. It's a teaspoon like the one Mummy was using. Well, that's a clever boy. The pasta that's on the table, you're putting it on the new teaspoon. And you're eating it, aren't you? There we are.
Oh, no.
All done. The green cloth wiped it up. Oh, you've put your slice of orange bread on the teaspoon as well. That's interesting.
That's nice.
The orange bread is nice, isn't it? More on the floor, Thomas. That's not being a good boy, is it? Is there something matter with your mouth? Is it hurting because you keep putting your hands in?
Oh, yes!
I don't like you putting your hands so far back. Yes. Oh, yes, there's some pasta on the back of the spoon. It's stuck to the back of the spoon with the mayonnaise. You do look smart in that waistcoat. of people wearing hats today, weren't there? Smart hats.
Produce!
Produce, you know, it's some red juice. There you are. It's got red juice in it.
Produce?
Produce, red juice, that's Ribena, isn't it? Oh, I can hear Alice barking.
Where?
Do you remember seeing lots of ladies in hats? And there were quite a few ladies with flowers, weren't there? Ladies and gentlemen with flowers in their buttonholes. Auntie Linda carried some flowers, didn't she? Couldn't tell what you said then because she said something just as you put the juice cup in your mouth. What did Thomas say?
Just a juice, a box, a juice, 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 a ju
red box and you just put your juice in it and you're pushing that round the table now like you did the white box that had pasta in.
Poached peas. Sis?
Sweet corn. They're yellow peas. You eating some more apple? We had a whole apple at breakfast today. This is your second apple. Does that taste really nice to us? Crunch, 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 crunch. What have you done? Close the lid on the red box and knock the juice open. Shadow, I can see the windmills going round and round. I can look at the windmills and watch them going round, and I can look at the fence and see the shadow of the windmills going round and round. Nin-Nin look tired. What are you doing? You're giving me that silly face that you gave the photographer. Is that your special smile? You have a beautiful smile when you're just looking normal. But when you're having your photograph taken, you blink your eyes and screw up your face and show your teeth. You look very funny. You look very funny. Daddy's got to go to work tomorrow.
Oh.
And on Saturday. But then he's off on a week's holiday. That will be nice, won't it?
Oh.
Find Daddy at home. Grandma and Grandad are coming to look after you on Saturday. Dad Daddy's at work and Mummy has some things to do. Is Thomas tired? Whoops, so his glasses have fallen off. I think you must be very tired because you're very quiet. Are you saying shh? Because this morning during the service, a little girl was sitting next to us, and when Linda O'Brien was saying their vows, she was saying shh to you so that you wouldn't talk. You were very good.
Sister.
Pardon?
Sister.
Sarah?
Sister.
Sarah? Did you share a chair with Sarah?
Sad.
There was Mummy and Daddy and a chair in between us.
No.
Which you and Sarah sat on during the service. And you were looking at your book and drinking some milk. But then when it came to the meal time, you actually had a chair all on your own, didn't you?
No.
A big high chair with a nice red tray. Or perhaps it was a yellow and blue high chair with a nice yellow tray.
Lennon, would you sit down, Lennon?
You'd like your trains. Now we're talking about you sitting in the high chair. Has it reminded you? It's reminded you that you like your trains on the high chair table when you're eating. There we are. Reception today, you were giving the horse and the rider some chips and sausage from your meal, but now you're sticking the trailer part of the train onto a slice of bread and saying nice. So you're obviously giving the choo-choos a piece of bread, aren't you? I don't actually know where the little man is. Where's the little man? There's the little man. Look at the horse. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. There's the horse saying giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. Perhaps the horse and the rider would like some bread or perhaps a piece of apple. Enjoying its bread? Is the horse enjoying the bread? Oh, I see. The horse is eating some sweet corn from the pasta salad. Mummy forgot to put the cheese away in the fridge. Just found it. You've got to sleep upstairs because he's very quiet. He was doing some work on his computer. And he said when he'd finished that, he was going to read a paper. But he He's gone very quiet upstairs. So he probably started to read his newspaper and then fallen asleep.
Do you think that he's fallen asleep, Thomas?
That was the bread wrapper going in the bin. It crackled, didn't it? Crickle, crackle, crickle, crackle. Crickle, crackle. Did it crickle, crackle? What's happened to the blinds? But they're... Two spoons. You put two spoons in the green bowl. This is a silver spoon. And this is a spoon with a silver spoon. I don't know what to call it other than a spoon. But the handle is red and it has a picture of a Dalmatian dog on it. And it says, well, woof, woof. A picture of a dog, a spotty dog, with a yellow bowl. And a blue bone, and I can't tell what that is. It's something green, but I can't tell what it is. Two spoons. It's a book.
Da 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 da.
Oh, you can't have this, Tamlin. Anyway, you have that. A nice piece of yellow paper, look. Yellow, red, blue, white, and black. It's away.
I got a big choo-choo's. Oh.
Big choo-choo's. Have you enjoyed your tea?
Moon red. The chops.
Chock chocks. I think you have a nerve, young man, after all you've eaten today. I'll tell you what. In the biscuit tin, there's a Jaffa cake. I've got some two Jaffa cakes. Would you like those? They have chocolate on the top. No? Oh. Did you see that? I thought you might have liked a Jaffa cake. What would you like? Just ordinary chocolate? Well, look, there's a little package of chocolate buttons here that we opened the other day. We've only had a few out of them. It's only a tiny package. Oh, would you like to finish some of those?
Choo-choos.
Choo-choos, you want to put them in the train? There you are, the train's rumbling on the floor. Hey, will you put them in there?
No.
It's a very warm evening, they might well melt. Buttons for all.
Let's open the packet a bit wider.
Will you shut up?
Oh dear, now the tray's fallen on the floor with some of the chocolates inside. Are they falling on the floor? We're getting a lot of things on the carpet tonight, aren't we? Oh dear, what a mess. Well, what's in the box, Thomas? Oh, some apple. Can you see outside?
Yeah, your head. What?
Oh,
what can you see? Thomas, your mouth is so full of apple, I can't hear what you're saying. Be careful, chew it properly. The horse going around the table saying baa like a sheep. It's a bit strange, isn't it?
Shut up.